Kia ora, kua te reano matiariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters says latest immigration figures are New Zealand's worst nightmare. Latest Stats NZ estimates show migration is almost back to the pre-COVID high, with the provisional net migration gain of 86,800 in the June 2023 year. At the same time as 34,800 New Zealand citizens packed their bags and headed overseas, the highest total since 2013. Mr. Peters expects the net figure to top 100,000 immigrants by the end of the year.
And there's a colossal number coming into this country net, so to speak, and here's the rub. 70% plus will be going to Auckland, where there's no infrastructure, no roads, no housing, no anything for them. So it's the very worst nightmare that is 2011 under John Key all over again. It's as though in 10, 12 years we've learnt nothing.
Winston Peters says because we haven't built an economy with the first world wages where New Zealanders want to stay, what used to be an OE has become an OF overseas forever, and New Zealand's investment in educating its young goes to benefit another country's economy. An expert on race and the law is warning that ACT's promise to scrap cultural reports will lead to people being wrongly sent to prison. University of Auckland senior law lecturer Dylan Asafo says the report started as a way for whānau and community members to speak to the sentencing judge. They have evolved into highly professional productions where report writers interview the offender and their whānau to provide context about who they are, where they come from, and what may have contributed to the offending.
So they are absolutely essential. Without these reports, judges would be sentencing people to prison without actually knowing who they are and their story and where they come from. So there's a real danger without them that judges won't be sentencing human beings, they'll be sentencing numbers and statistics.
Dylan Asafo says the push to abolish cultural reports tapes into a racist narrative that Māori are getting special treatment in courts, which simply isn't true. And finally, a Ngaitahu representative says a collaboration with the Department of Conservation to save the world's rarest wading bird is the kind of crown relationship envisioned by the South Island iwi when it settled its historical treaty claims almost 25 years ago. The settlement entitled the iwi to have its own people work alongside Dok Kaimahi to protect taonga species such as the kaki or black stilt. Rene de Granum, a Runanga observer on the project, says numbers have grown from 23 in the 1980s to nearly 160 now.
So my ultimate dream would be that there's no need for a kaki recovery program, and kaki are everywhere, and the talk of doing releases doesn't exist because they're just so populated back through Aotearoa.
Recovery program is centred around the Mackenzie Basin near Auraki Mount National Park. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Atua.